that the kind of game where you guys leave the ice a bit shell-shocked on what happened? Because there were times in that game when you guys were certainly in control.
Yeah, absolutely. That's not the result we want to finish with there, but you know, you live and learn and you move on to the next one.
What do you learn from the last, 30 or 40 seconds there where you can't sort of clamp that down? Is that sort of distressing this time of year?
They're a good team, and they're fighting position for themselves as well, and we got to understand that we need to come out there and finish that 20 off the right way.
What did your team need to do to do that, to shut them down, keep them out of the air, to keep taking those leads?
I think just making smart plays in the neutral zone and being hard on them in the offensive zone, making it difficult for the defenseman to break out pucks and ultimately challenging the goaltender.
What brought your line so much success tonight? Was it that?
I think so, yeah, just, feeding off one another and understanding where we're going to be and controlling that puck in the offensive zone, getting pucks in the net, and we were fortunate enough to get some bounces.
Still a learning process, or just as you go, that sometimes the ugly goals, like you saw tonight, kind of those grindy goals, or the way that you're going to have to sometimes eat out wins?
In the playoffs, that's how you're going to score. So, in the last couple games here, you get to the net and learn to score that way.
What's the concern level that a game like that happens this close to the playoffs?
I think you move on. We have a great leadership group in here, and they'll get us ready for the next one. And you look at what we could have done better, but at the same time, you go to practice more with your head high and move on to the next one.